Dr. Boudreau, what is this collaboration that's just been announced?
The collaboration that has been announced today is really a tripartite. In fact, more than that, now we do have four partners. We do have a collaboration with the Advanced Education Technology Group here in Alberta, with the Alberta Initiative Health Solutions, and now the Western Economic Diversification Group with Pfizer has created a fund looking at translational research, meaning that we want to look at a specific area within the research that can help healthcare delivery of the goods, if you will.
So my understanding is that there's a focus here on commercialization. How would that work?
The thing is, this is quite unique to this program. This is why we call it translational research, meaning that we're not too much interested into the basic research because we do have already enough program. One of the things that is happening in Canada is we're extremely good. We have great basic researchers, great innovator. But when it comes to commercializations of the findings, Canada is a little bit weak here. So by creating this fund, we're forcing people not only to discover, but also put applications to the discovery. And that's the uniqueness of this program. Really, how can we translate all the knowledge into application or applicability? And that's hence the commercialization of it. And of course, gearing up to a better healthcare delivery system.
Can you give me an example of how this might work? There's $2.5 million that have been put towards this. So how exactly would it work?
There's probably two big areas that one can think about. One is with respect to developing markers, for instance, a marker that could identify really early on if someone has a disease and which medication would be working for that individual. Because right now, we are very good at discovering medicines, but we're not very good at targeting or predicting who could potentially benefit from this. So that is a great applicability that, for instance, when we're moving into personalized medicines, when we would have medicines really targeted to specific genomic defect, by using these tests, you can then identify that if somebody has a disease with that specific gene defect, you could say, this medicine will work for you, or this medicine will not work for you. So that way you're de-risking the patients who might be exposed to a medicine that wouldn't be working, and you're increasing the success rate for those patients for which they would benefit from the medicine. So that's definitely one area whereby commercializing tests or markers, you would see the application. Another area is definitely with the health records, anything that could automate, expedite data gathering would be also another area. So those are very confined, and the steering committee and the board that has been created through this collaboration fund will be looking to projects that specifically goes either within the markers or within more the data application.
Well, certainly commercialization, getting the funds to get things from the lab bench out onto the marketplace, that's always been identified as being a huge gap. So just to get more at the idea of, well, how does this actually work? At what point does the researcher come to you and say, okay, I need a little bit more help here to get this to market?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that often. I mean, when you're a scientist, your background, I'm a scientist myself, you're not trained for commercialization. You're trained to discover, publish, and that's essentially it. And you're hoping that somebody elsewhere will find an application and can commercialize it. What we're trying to do now is, through this collaboration fund, is also to educate the scientists to say, not only you find great discovery, but how can we bring it one step further, i.e. applications for the patients? So unfortunately, we don't see that many investigators or researchers coming in and say, you know, now how can I do this? The rare few, of course, we do help them. And the great things about this collaboration fund, I forgot to mention, is that, of course, the intellectual property stays within Alberta. I think that's also very important, i.e., the people that will be discovering these new applications, the property, the intellectual property, stays within Alberta. And I think that is also extremely important.
The motivation or the impetus behind this, whose idea was it? Who came to who?
I mean, it's a kind of the chicken and the egg. I would believe that Pfizer did it, but no, I think it's a context. We've seen the STIC report, for instance, a couple of years ago, mention that from an innovation standpoint, Canada ranks amongst the top when it comes to publications, when it comes to discovery, when it comes to basic research. But in that same report, they were saying that, you know what, once we've done that, so what? How Canada fits when it comes to then putting those great discovery into applicability. You know, we ranked about almost right at the bottom. So that started to sparkle some ideas, not only at the government level, but also within the industry. And we've been saying, you know what, we want to be more than just an affiliate here, for instance, as a big pharma company. And hence, we wanted to say, what is it that we can help to make that tipping point for the scientists to start thinking that, you know what, I should be going one step further. And so we've been reaching out with both the provincial and the federal government. Thankfully, Alberta was one of the first one to pick up on this one and say, you know what, we have common interest. So why don't we partner together? So to say who started first, I don't know. But the good news is that right now we do have this collaboration fund that will definitely help to put us there in at a competitive edge, because we're not right now.
Thank you very much, Dr. Boudreau.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.